From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Later this morning, the Census Bureau will report on new home sales for the month of May. We already know existing home sales rose in that month, maybe due to falling mortgage rates. But this is just a snapshot of what's happening in the housing market. Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies has a look at the big picture. And to sum it up, the U.S. housing market is out of whack. Amy Scott took a look and has a story.
One big takeaway from this year's report, the U.S. is not building enough housing. Chris Herbert is managing director of Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says more than a decade after the bust,
we're still only building 1.2 million new homes a year.
That's barely keeping up with new households.
It sounds like we should be in balance, but when you consider the fact that each year we tear down a bunch of housing that's old,
or that lots of people have or want second homes, and some slack for population shifts and normal vacancies is healthy,
we should be producing about 1.5 or 1.6 million homes a year.
So why isn't that happening? Materials and land cost more, and it's harder to find workers. Danushka Nanayakara-Skillington is a forecaster with the National Association of Home Builders. She says many left the industry during the downturn and never came back.
And at the same time, younger people are not interested in working in a construction trade.
Neither are women, who account for only 9% of construction workers.
And finally, the immigration crackdown has also choked off new labor supply.
The shortage of new housing is part of what's pushing up prices for housing in general. And when new homes are built, they tend to be at the higher, more profitable end of the market. Construction of rental housing has been stronger. But Chris Herbert says,
rents are continuing to rise faster than income. So that means that people who are working out there with full-time jobs making decent living are struggling to find housing that they can afford.
Affordable is typically defined as costing no more than 30% of your income. The report found that almost half of renters are spending more than that. African American and Hispanic renters are more likely to be in that bind. Linda Couch is vice president for housing policy with Leading Age, which represents nonprofit providers of senior housing. She says rent is eating up the budgets of more older adults, too, leaving little for other necessities.
The lowest income older adults who are spending the most of their income for rent are spending 44% less on food and 70% less on health care.
The solution, advocates say, is no surprise. More housing, but especially at the lower end. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.